talk about having an eternal perspective and maybe some applications or ways to maintain that, a perspective, a way of understanding or keeping an eternal perspective.
One of the things I talk about in my books, and I think I saw maybe a bulletin insert. Do you have like a bookmark that talks about the dot and the line? I think I saw one there. But anyway, is that, you know, life here on this earth is a dot. It begins, it ends, it's short, okay? But from that dot extends a line that goes on for eternity, because eternal life doesn't begin after we die. It begins here and now when we come into a relationship with Jesus Christ. And so we all live in the dot. You can't help that. You don't have any choice. We live in the dot, that brief period of time here in life on earth under the curse. But if you're wise, if you have an eternal perspective, you won't live for the dot. You live in it, but you won't live for it. You live for the line that will go on for all eternity in the presence of Christ, so that you look at your present life and what's going on, life here in the dot, in view of the line. And when you live for the line, then you live for the long term. You live for what's going to happen. So you ask yourself not just how will the investment of my time and money pay off today, here and now in the dot. No, how will it pay off in the line? Not just how will it pay off next year or 10 years from now or 30 years from now, but how will it pay off 30 million years from now in the presence of Christ?
And Randy, the visual that you gave me many years ago was this circle or dot represents our life of 60, 70, 80 years on earth. Then he said, now take a line and draw it up through the ceiling, past the clouds, past the sun and the stars, and that represents eternity. He said, how dumb would it be to live just for this little amount of time when you know what's coming? Mm. And Randy, another great illustration you used was for a person who was living during the times of the Civil War. Maybe you could share that with us.
Right. In my book, The Treasure Principle, Tony knows my material better than I do, so I'm grasping for this, but no, I think I know what he's talking about. But I talk about how if you were alive during the Civil War and you lived in the South, was anybody alive during the Civil War? No. And you lived in the South, you would have to be using Confederate currency because that was the currency of the South in those days. But suppose you knew for sure the North was going to win the war. What would you do with all that Confederate currency? Well, you'd have to still keep some of it to live, to buy food and all that. But would you store up huge quantities of it in chests? You know, just store it up if you knew that Confederate currency was going to ultimately be worthless. And indeed, there were chests of Confederate currency stored up, and after the war was over, what was it worth? It was worth nothing. But what we do sometimes in this life is we just pile it up and pile it up, accumulate. We got all of these assets. We got all of these treasures. But what value are they going to be once we die? And yes, by all means, be generous in your will, designate to support your church, to support Christian ministries, but have the joy of giving while you're still alive, because you don't have any choice about whether you're going to give it away when you die. It's not going to go with you. So, yeah, by all means, make wise choices with it. But the really most godly thing to do is take the assets he's entrusted to us now, invest them in what's going to last for eternity so that it's not going to outlive its usefulness. And Jesus said in Matthew 6, don't lay up for yourselves treasures on earth. Lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. Not just because it's the righteous thing to do, because it's the smart thing to do. And don't lay them up on earth, not just because it's the unrighteous thing to do, but because it's the stupid thing to do. It doesn't make sense because it's not going to last.